Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
And that's just what this is all about. It's today's inspiration. Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. So grateful that you are taking some time to spend with me, listen with me, and share my perspective, and connect, and end up feeling better and balanced and happy and calm, because isn't that how you really want to feel? I know that's how I want to feel. So life has put me through a lot of the roller coaster, just like everyone else. I know I'm not alone in the pain and the places that I've been, but I may not be in the majority in how I choose to process all that, how I choose to power through as positive as possible, move forward, make the best of everything. I woke up early this morning to go to the lavatory, and I thought, wow, what is that? It was a bright object. Some people thought it was a UFO, but it was Venus in the eastern sky, and I couldn't resist. It was 6 a.m., so I got dressed and went downstairs and went outside at 6 a.m. I know a lot of people get up that early. I used to get up even earlier. I did an early morning radio show. And the stars were so bright, and Venus was so beautiful, and you could see the Big Dipper, and I live in a pretty suburban neighborhood, so it's not like I live in a big city where there's a lot of light, but it's not as easy to see the stars. Man, they were bright this morning. And it's just so cool to stand there. First of all, I try to soak up the star power because it's energy. I want that energy to store inside of me so I can be a light into your life, so I can help light up your life and shed light on the positive things in life and how to look at life. I just stood there on a cool, crisp, late summer morning, and there was Venus, brighter than I have ever seen. And I actually looked it up, and I guess it's, you know, the sunrise Venus this time of year. That's what you see. And there it was. There were the stars, and were everything, and I just soaked it all up, and I thought, you know, it gives you perspective. Everything has perspective. It's perspective, and it's your attitude. I thought, those stars and those planets are light years away, many light years away, yet they still shine bright in our atmosphere. But it gives you perspective that we're just a tiny speck in the whole universe, and yet people get so self-involved and so self-worried and fretful and make total, they get to take everything personally, they get all worked up, and you're just a tiny speck. So do you want to be a happy speck, or do you want to be a troubled speck? I get on Facebook and you see everyone just wants to criticize. I don't want to criticize. I don't want to boost myself up by putting other people down. I want to focus on what's right in the world. I want to focus on what's right in my life. I want to focus on possibility. I wake up every single day, and I think something good's going to happen today. I get to do the show. You're listening, connecting. You have a love that I'm sending to you. I have a radio hug for you this morning. And full of love and laughter. And that's what I want to focus on. And that's what I want to share. And those are my gifts, if that's what you want to call it. We all have gifts. We're all here for a reason. And I thought a lot about it. And that's my gift. I've worked in radio for a long time, so I'm comfortable. I'm more comfortable in front of this microphone than I am in a lot of other situations. Because I flip a switch in your mind, and in your heart, and in your head. In your home, and I'm in your iPad, or I'm on your phone, or wherever you're listening online, and we're connected. Isn't that amazing? Technology today, social media today, body, mind, spirit, we're calling. Thank you so much, Penny Golden, and everyone there for this opportunity. It's a great magazine. If you're in Michigan, you want to check it out. If you're around the country, you're on the website. Obviously, you're on the radio station, and we're very grateful that you're here. I know I certainly am. I'm grateful for this opportunity to come into your heart, into your home, into your head, into your fears. In fact, I let's start out with a Lisa's love note. These are some amazing meditations that I've been putting together. Because, you know, we get caught up in the day-to-day world, and we just need a moment to relax. So I made a few of them. This is one about loving yourself. Thank you. thoughts to empower you, lift you up, and shine light on what's good about the world, because it's easy to talk about what's bad and everybody's doing it. Yeah, in the crowd of negativity and high self, all that. And the person that is going to give you everything they need to yourself. So I don't, you know, a lot of people have big egos and they love themselves and they think they're better. No, I don't mean that. I just mean know yourself and love yourself and be yourself. When things go wrong, if people judge you, and it happens all the time, you know, my theme is no judging, just loving. What's happening to me? And sometimes I catch myself. But if something happens or someone doesn't give you the feedback you were hoping for, or you wear that new outfit, you were hoping everyone would tell you how fantastic you look, and is that anything? Turn into yourself and say, I'm okay. I'm okay. That report I did at work, I thought I did a great job, and no one's taking the time to compliment me. Well, that's okay. I know. I worked really hard, and I did the best that I could do. Love myself, but I'm going to love myself. I mean, you do need to be socially aware and you can't live alone in a corner, but if you do have that self-awareness and that base of confidence, then you can't let people bring you down. So I'm a pretty intuitive, sensitive person. I'm not a psychic. I can't predict the future, but I certainly can meet somebody and pretty much tell a lot about them as soon as I meet them. I'm ultra observant, I guess. But, you know, it's interesting if you just listen how the universe speaks to you, or God, or whoever you think it is. And which way do I want to say? With a rough week as far as having a friend who lost a 2-year-old to brain cancer and seeing that played out on Facebook and how horrible that is. And, you know, next time your kid's getting on your nerve, just be blessed to have them. A lot of people have difficulty even getting pregnant in the first place. You were blessed with a child. And they are healthy, and they are precious, and they are to be treated as miracles and the gifts that they are. So always remember that. And then I have a family member in hospice, and I don't know if you're familiar with that process at all. They try to make it a delicate process. I like fresh flowers, and there's lots of fresh flowers in the streets, but I just happened to be visiting there a few days ago, and one of the other patients was at the end, and I heard their family member out in the hallway frantically screaming on the phone to someone, they're going down, and you could hear the beeping noises, and they're like, do you have anything to say to them? And I'm there thinking, this is not the time. Right, what are you going to say? Anything, say it now. And that is one of my big points is say it now. If you love someone, if you care for someone, if they mean something to you, say it now. Share your love now. Don't wait till the alarm is beeping and they're on their way out of the planet. And I know you're frantic, and I know it's difficult. My God, shouldn't be told you, but it made me think, say it now. None of us knows what's going to happen tomorrow. None of us knows what you get up in the morning and everything's broken and nothing works. Your hair looks bad and whatever. Happening, and you never know. I don't try to take anything for granted. Now, it does take a lot of energy to be that way, but that's how I choose to be, and you can choose to be however you want to be. It's your choice. It's your perspective. It's your attitude. And being in that situation, like gut-wrenching, heart-breaking, just hearing it go down that way, on the phone, and, you know, what else can you say? Say what you have anything you want to say to them before they close their eyes and leave the planet. Reach out to people who care about it. And I know it's amazing how uncomfortable people are with that. How sharing love is not mainstream. Like love and meditation and feeling good is mainstream. Is it human nature to be negative? Is it human nature to suffer? I don't want to live in a suffering place. I don't want that to be my persona or my personality. So I'm aware of my thoughts, and I aware of my perspective and my attitude, and if I feel crappy, I stop myself and say, what are you doing? So that was one experience that I went through. That life is short. Change in a minute. The people in your life are blessings. Good health is a blessing. And if you have something to say to someone, say it now. Don't wait until the alarm is beeping in your eyes and your body. Say it now. So that was one lesson I learned this week. Another one, and I just kept saying this over out to us. We choose every single thing we think and say what comes out of our mouth and the attitude we have. But is that enough? I kept getting this message now that if you want to change your life, you have to change yourself. And I thought, maybe I'm not doing enough work on myself. And I talk about myself only for you to share that perspective, because I can't tell you how to think, or I can't tell you how to feel. I can't tell you how to be. I can share my perspective, my thoughts, in hopes that it empowers you or inspires you. So I kept seeing this from different people for like the last week. About whatever you believe with feeling becomes your reality. And we've talked about this in live interviews, the wonderful James. I met him in college. He was a hypnotist, and he did traveling shows, and it was fun. But now he's an inspirational speaker. He speaks to businesses, and he talks about envisioning. A lot of people talk about envisioning. Envisioning is simply just seeing what you want to happen and feeling what it feels like, and that literally trains your brain to get you in the position. So if you want to be a more loving person, lie down, close your eyes, see yourself, and feel yourself. If you want to lose weight, lie down, see yourself and feel your fruit is vegetables and healthy food and not turning to a cookie in times of stress. Not that I know anybody who does that. But it's envisioning. I kept seeing so many different people talking about that. It was like, that's a theme for the week in life. So a couple of people that shared that with Kyle Lovell from our team, he said, base your real sincere expectations, not on what has already happened, but on what you would like to have happened. So stop living in the past and don't relive the past. Just see and feel what you want to happen. And maybe it's my struggle with the law of attraction. You say, if you want more money, act like you have more money. So if you want to go shopping and charge up a big bill, okay, I'm spending, and then I don't have the money to pay the bill. I don't. I love Tony Robbins, and he wrote a piece about the people who inspire him the most in life, and one of them is Jim Rohn, who I also enjoy, R-O-H-N. He passed away about 6 years ago. And he was an Idaho farm boy and a serious person. He was a motivational speaker and author. He held seminars all across the country. He was a millionaire by the age of 71. And he had a great way of thinking. He said that if you want to change something, you must change. And that's it. I kept getting over and over. If you want anything to change, you must change. If you want things to get better, you've got to get better. If you want the secret of life is working on yourself, on the job, or a specific skill or anything else. So the sooner you commit yourself to excellence, the sooner you're going to achieve it. And also, Jim Rohn talks a lot about staying guard. Your mind. It's like continually feed your mind with positive thoughts and empowering thoughts. Listen to the show, so thank you. And we're on the road together to making our minds embrace what's good in us so we can feel balanced and we can be better people. And have compassion for each other. Know that life is good. And it sounds so simple, and yet people are so uncomfortable hearing that, but I love you, and I am here to talk about love, and I want to make love mainstream, and I want us to feel good, and just kept getting these messages about, and then a couple of other people, I'm not really going into now, but seeing shows and speeches and talks about how if you want your life to be different, then you have to be different, and I always call it me dying, I have to lay a few weeks ago, and I still can't, he was such a, I didn't even know I didn't meet him or really know him. He's such a big part of my life, and it's so sad that he's gone. And I know he's going to be sad because of the carrying on with all his writing and books and speaking and channeling on that. He said, when you change the way you want to change, you have the power. It's your choice. So now, to further that, not only do you change the way you look at things and the things you want to change, you change yourself. And I don't know why that's such a surprise to me. Maybe you knew that already. Maybe you are doing that already. But because we all want to have a fulfilling, loving, happy life. And I talk a lot about perspective and all the things that I've been through. And they haven't been fun. They haven't been easy. But I still get a a loving, caring, generous person, full of gratitude. And I think I'm blessed, and I think I'm likely to be happy. I've been through a lot, and my childhood was not happy, and my parents are gone, and I forgive them. I don't blame them. They did the best they could based on their forgiveness is huge. Don't be angry with anyone. You're only punishing yourself when you feel a lot of anger. The other person probably doesn't even know you. And you're waking up every morning and rehashing and going over something. And I think about my childhood and all the stuff that went on. And it doesn't mean no good. I forgive my parents. They did the best job. But they're not. What does it be the benefit of me hanging on to that horrible experience? I'm in charge now. I get to make the choices. I get to live with the happy. And I get to share love and laughter. And I get to go out and play without having to vacuum first. Which was one of the good parts of my childhood. But we just had to earn everything. Maybe, you know, psychologically speaking, I had to work to earn everything. That wasn't one of the problems. But if you want to email me, I'll share it with you. But here I am today, 30 years later, or something like that. And I have a choice, and you have a choice. We can let that all go, and if you need counseling, get counseling. Because I am not a psychologist, I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm just a person who thinks a lot about life and laughter and wants to focus on that. So if you need counseling and get the help you need so you can, think about the positive. Because it is your choice at every moment. What do you need? What an attitude and perspective. Like when I was getting ready to go to the hospital, I was dramatic is an understatement. I'm very upsetting, and to hear someone, what's going on in the hallway, is very upsetting to me, and I absorb it. Sometimes I put my phone off, so I was going to be dramatic and talking there. It's an extreme understatement. It doesn't have to be horrible. You can smile at everybody. Look at it differently. There are birds and ducks and flowers and art. And, you know, they have it set up in a hunting situation, so you can enjoy nature and all the wonderful things. So instead of focusing on happening or the situation, focus on the things that are around you. They put there to help you relax. And so I really had to work on my attitude, but I have that power. It's so easy. You can work on your attitude and your perspective. You can see whatever you want to see. You can look in the mirror at your age parents and see what is happening. Or you can say, hey, this is the process of life. So it's the beauty is on the inside, right, society? It's not how fast you lose your baby weight or how you can rock a bikini or side cleavage. The beauty is your ability to follow that. And I am trying to make that famous. Every day we need the help. Every day we need this inspiration. Today, inspiration. I am here with some inspiration for you. And I came across something really cool. It was the 10 symptoms of inner peace. Don't know what inner peace. And this really amazed me when I read this. You know, we work up sometimes and there's a lot of stress in your life. So think about these for a moment. 10 symptoms. Tendency to think and act spontaneously. There's kind of like the open and unmistakable ability to enjoy every moment, which I just love because people think I'm crazy because I just want to make. I can find humor pretty much every situation. Obviously, I wasn't really laughing at the conference, but there's so much. I try to enjoy every moment. A loss of interest in judging other people. That's right, no judging, just loving. And a loss of interest in interpreting the actions of others. That happens, that takes work. Have another professional situation and things happen. And people get all caught up and they all want to talk about it. And look, avoid conflict at all costs. I just not enjoy conflict. Some people like a fight. Some people, it makes them feel alive. They need a problem. They need a problem to solve, or they need to know that they're in the middle of something. They wake up every day and they it makes them feel alive and gives them a purpose. I don't need problems. Unless you're in a pitch party. And, you know, I think a lot of work and a lot of effort and a lot of intelligence to make that happen. And I believe my sister runs the party, and I know what to do for that. And sometimes it is conflict resolution. Now, this is a tough one. One of the symptoms of is the loss of ability. If you remember, you tell yourself that, let your mind and stress I'm wasting my energy. Don't waste your energy. Easier said than done. Hello, I raise my hand to that. I even know that. But if you really, if you can work on losing your energy, symptoms of inner peace. People have frequent, overwhelming episodes of appreciation. I walk around, I just have gratitude. I have gratitude for the day I was here, and gratitude that I woke up and early enough. Not so much gratitude for how tired I am, but I have to go outside and see the stars. I woke up today, and it's a miracle, and I'm here doing the show, and you're listening, and I'm so much gratitude. I turn on water. I'm running water, and I try to be consciously of everything. Also, I have a feeling with others and nature. Does anyone else feel that? I love stars, the moon, and the trees, and flowers, birds, and this week I had a chance to go out to the buffalo. I don't have a big tooth. I have a little flippy day you can wake up